We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome into the first edition of the Roy Williams Show. And unfortunately, due to COVID, not at top of the hill per usual this season. Coach and I will be meeting throughout the year in our Tar Heel Sports Network studios and chatting about Carolina basketball. Of course, you can still be a part of the show, even in this new format. You can tweet a question for Coach to me. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. You can also send an email to asktheheels@gmail.com. asktheheels@gmail.com. And even having said all of that, we have a unique first show for you because due to practice and travel schedules, Coach unable to join us here in person for this show. You will hear from Coach. He met with the media yesterday for a good 15 or 20 minutes. We're going to let you hear some of what Coach had to say in that media session. You'll also hear parts of an interview from Ed Davis. Adam Lucas and I talked to Ed as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. And so hope you enjoy getting to catch up with the former Tar Heel national champion. And speaking of Adam Lucas, he is here. He's going to Adam, just fill in for the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. No problem.
We're only short a few hundred wins and one Hall of Famer.
So Adam and I are going to preview the season a bit here, just talk about what we've seen from the Tar Heels. Again, you'll hear from Coach, you'll hear from Ed Davis, and we'll preview the matchup with Iowa coming up as well. So Adam, first of all, thank you very much for filling in today, for joining us on the show. And 3-1 start. Once the season started, a lot of games in a short amount of time for the Tar Heels with the home win against College of Charleston and then the three matchups in Asheville as part of the Maui Invitational. Your thoughts on what you've seen so far, four games in?
I think what Carolina's gotten to do has been beneficial. If you're the goal that you're keeping in mind is getting ready for those ACC games that are coming much sooner than they usually do before Christmas, Carolina will have to travel over to NC State and what'll be a tough ACC opener. And then they go to Georgia Tech, which looks like that's going to be a second tough ACC game. The Jackets just beat Kentucky. So I think it's been beneficial. I think you've seen the evidence of what usually happens at this time of year, which is Roy Williams getting more comfortable with his rotations, with his personnel, who can do what, who cannot do what, and what positions will he want to put them in a month or so down the road when the games are a little more critical?
The show brought to you in part by CountOnMeNC.org. Help keep this holiday season merry and bright. That's a message from Count On Me NC. And help keep the coronavirus at bay with a pledge to keep your distance, wash your hands often, and wear a face covering. Go to CountOnMeNC.org to learn more. Adam, I think one thing that we have learned here early in the season for the Tar Heels is the really impressive depth that they have in the front court. Of course, Garrison Brooks, returning All-ACC player from a season ago. He, in conference play last year, was the leading scorer in the ACC, second leading rebounder. He was preseason player of the year in the conference this year. Armando Bacot in his second season, and you add two really talented freshmen up front in Dayron Sharp and Walker Kessler. It is an impressive front court for the Tar Heels.
And what a luxury it is to have that type of depth up front, and we'll see it tested, as I'm sure we'll talk about when we talk about Iowa. Iowa's got one of the best big men in the country in Luka Garza, and I think normally you would be concerned about your big guy getting in foul trouble going against Garza. Well, one of those four players you just named at least probably will get in foul trouble. But the good news is Roy Williams can just look down the bench and bring in one of the others. I think Bacot's had one of the most consistent four-game stretches of his young career. I think the competition's made him better, and such flashes of potential from Sharp and Kessler.
Yeah, I really was impressed with Armando Bacot in the games in Asheville. I thought he played really well. I think you said consistent in there, and you know that was something that he was looking to do, was to add that consistency. And you look down, and it's every game it's 12-8 or something so far for Armando. So really has taken a step forward.
And I thought he played physically. He didn't back away from anybody. A lot of those 12-8 were going through defenders or getting tough rebounds in traffic. And I think those were areas that the Tar Heels wanted him to improve on, and I think he has.
Adam and Adam Lucas joining me here on the Roy Williams Show. Unfortunately, Coach unable to be with us in person for this one. You will hear from Coach in our next segment. But, Adam, what are your thoughts on Garrison Brooks? I mentioned ACC preseason player of the year. He's coming off probably his best game, had a team-high 18 against Texas. I think it's kind of a weird place, though, for Garrison this year because he has that ACC preseason player of the year title. He's a senior. He's a leader. But he also has more help around him this season than he did a year ago.
I think it's going to be tough for him to win ACC player of the year. And if he does, it means Carolina hasn't had as good a year team-wise. But he does some of those things that you just can't do unless you've been around ACC basketball for 4 years. I think the game against Stanford, as Carolina was making a little push, he made like a mid-range bank shot from out at a weird angle out on the left. No one else on Carolina's team, I don't think, even would have attempted that shot from a big man perspective, much less had the savvy to use the backboard and make it. But we've both seen him take that shot in practice hundreds of thousands of times. And that's what you get when you have a senior like that who can do all those things. And I think as Carolina gets more comfortable with who they are this year, I think he's a great security blanket to have where when you go a couple trips and you don't score, hey, throw the ball into Garrison and let him somehow get the ball up on the rim or get fouled, and things will settle down some. And I think the Tar Heel guards especially will realize that as the season progresses.
Yeah, he's got a nice turnaround jump shot, which he has shown plenty of times before. His face-up game, as you referenced, is good. He's working on a hook shot, and he's added that to his repertoire a little more consistently this year, and really applying that veteran presence too. I just feel like this is his team from the player perspective.
I thought great example in the Stanford game when he made sure everybody was on the same page with up 3 points. Did Roy Williams want to foul or did he want it to play out? Garrison ran over to talk to Coach Williams before the ball was inbounded, then relayed the message to his teammates. That's a senior veteran move.
It's the Roy Williams Show, brought to you in part by Harris Teeter. Harris Teeter is assisting you with groceries this basketball season. Each week, one winner is going to receive free groceries for every assist through the Big Four Grocery Assist sweepstakes. Visit harristeeter.com and look for the grocery assist sweepstakes section. Say that three times fast to enter. Again, brought to you by Harris Teeter, harristeeter.com, and the Big Four grocery assist sweepstakes. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. When we return, you will hear from Coach Williams. He met with the media on Monday before the Tar Heels headed to Iowa City for the ACC Big Ten matchup with the Hawkeyes. So you hear some comments from Coach. Adam will be back in just a little bit. We'll talk a little bit more about the Tar Heels. Plus, you'll hear some Ed Davis coming up in a few minutes as well. All coming up on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. Thanks so much for joining us today. And again, unfortunately, due to practice and travel schedule, Coach couldn't be with us live on the show, but wanted to make sure that you heard some of what Coach had to say when he met with the media yesterday, talking about Iowa, about his team, and many other things that included a conversation about the Tar Heel freshman backcourt duo of Caleb Love and RJ Davis. Coach Williams was asked what he has listed for those two young guards as far as their areas of improvement.
I can give you a long list. I've already given it to them. We've got to shoot the ball better. We've got to have more assists, fewer turnovers, and we've got to pay more attention on the defensive end of the floor. So that's a big chore. I mean, I just described the whole game of basketball as a point guard. But I've started two freshmen guards before. We started Bobby Frazier and Marcus Ginyard. And RJ and Caleb are very gifted, but they've got to do a better job of running the game, controlling the game, and the biggest thing, getting us at the tempo and the pace we want to get to and being able to do it without turning the ball over. And then the other thing is our big guys are shooting a much better percentage, so the guy that's shooting a better percentage, make sure you get him the ball. And again, you're describing a point guard, and that's really hard at this level. I mean, it's you play Vegas, and then you play Stanford, and then you play Texas back to back to back. Those guys all had good guards who had been successful, and that was a challenge for our guys. But I love them to death. They're going to work extremely hard at their game, and but they know there's a lot of work to do.
There have been some mistakes. In fact, both Davis and Love have more turnovers than assists at this point of the season, but both have averaged in double figures through the first four games and have been very competitive on the court. According to Coach Williams, there is a lot to like about this freshman backcourt duo.
I don't think they're afraid of the moment. I like that part because I think they're competitive guys. They're not afraid of, like, RJ stepping up the free throw line and making two big free throws for us the other night. So I love that part, that they're not afraid of the moment. They're not afraid of what's going on. They're confident. They just have to play better. But, you know, I can say the same thing about Garrison. So it's not just the freshman guards, but their numbers aren't very good, and they jump out at you. And Garrison, and I'm not telling you anything, I told the whole team with Garrison in there that he hasn't played the way I expected him to play. But against Texas, he was the guy that stepped up and tried to make big plays for us then. It was just unfortunate that he sprained his ankle, and he hadn't practiced since then. And he hadn't been able to go full. We haven't done full court. In fact, the first day he did nothing, absolutely nothing. And then we got him in some half court work yesterday. But so the young guys, I love their competitiveness. We just got to get that competitiveness in an intelligent mode together. And if we do that, we're going to have a better player.
You'll hear from Coach Williams about Iowa when we return to the show. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a basketball court three times with your eyes closed. Research shows you are three times more likely to get into an accident when distracted by a cell phone. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents urge you and your families to put down your phone. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Hey, Harris Teeter shoppers. It's easy to save on fuel with Harris Teeter's new Fuel Points program. Just use your Vic card every time you shop, and you'll earn 1 fuel point for every dollar you spend on participating items. For every 100 fuel points you earn, you can save 10 cents per gallon on fuel purchases at any Harris Teeter fuel center and participating BP or Amoco location. The more fuel points you earn, the more you can save. Up to $1 per gallon. Terms and conditions apply. Visit harristeeter.com to learn more.
My Harris Teeter.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
We're open for business, but we're all in this. It takes each one of us, so your help would be a plus. Traveling, shopping, ordering a panini. Well, you can count on me, MC. Keep your distance, wash your hands. It takes a face covering, as we're all discovering. We're all in this together like a potpourri. Well, you can count on me, MC.
Visit countonmenc.org.
For the fourth time in 5 games, Carolina will play away from the Smith Center. They'll be in Iowa City Tuesday night at 7:30 for a matchup with the Hawkeyes as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And Coach Williams met with the media yesterday. Unfortunately, here on the Roy Williams Show, Coach, due to practice and travel schedule, couldn't be with us today, but wanted to let you listen to some of those comments from during his media session, and that include Coach answering a question about the thought of going to a road arena and how it might be different with limited fans.
Yeah, I think in some ways it's easier because you don't have the crowd going crazy and the other team scores two baskets a row and you can't hear what the call is and guys get nervous and the whole bit with 3-4, and I guess evidently somebody said it one time this past week I had five freshmen on the floor at one time, so it's easier from that point. But the guys that have been around a long time, I've told them I've never lost a game because of a building. It's usually because that other team was really good. And I've probably never coached a team that a guy can say he has seven starters returning, because they had one kid that played the first 10, started and lost, got hurt, and then another one late that started games when someone else got hurt. But I think it's going to be the team that we're going to be concerned about. And, you know, some ways the pageantry, the excitement of college basketball is not there. There's no question about that. But the toughest thing is trying to get your guys ready to play the other team. And I do believe that somebody said this morning, because I don't watch it, I was ranked number 3 in the country. Watching them on tape and looking at their stats, this may be as difficult a job as we've ever had on the road, regardless of who it is and where it is.
Iowa is led by Luka Garza, an eye-popping 34 points per game on 76% shooting from the field. He's also averaging nearly 10 rebounds per contest, and Coach Williams was asked about the talented veteran Iowa big man.
He's really good. That's the first thought. He's a guy that just got better and better and better every year. I think he's grown some since he got at the college level. But, I mean, the other day in the game, he was 14 or 15 or something crazy like that. So it's be a load for us to be able to, our young big guys, to try to guard a big guy who is really skilled, who's very well experienced in playing and doing those kind of things. But Fran does a great job with his team, and they've got a lot of weapons, but there's no question that Garza, you've got to try to cut down his percentage first. That's your job, is to try to cut down his percentage first. And if you do that, that helps you. But I just pulled up their stat sheet. They have two guys shooting over 70% from the floor. And so those are things that you've got to try to see if you can cut that percentage down. But he is the real deal, and right now I think he's playing and expected to be one of the best players in the country, if not the best player in the country.
When we return, you'll hear part of an interview Adam Lucas and I conducted with Ed Davis as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. So you'll have Ed Davis on the other side of this break. Then Adam will rejoin me. We'll talk a little more Tar Heels after that. Here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do you do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you homegate with Cruisers. Share a pic on Cruisers' Facebook page, and one legendary homegater will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruisers, let's go.
Do you have chronic or persistent pain due to increased stress from big life changes? Great news! There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. Breakthrough, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, has 7 locations in the Raleigh-Durham area. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JannieKingRDU.com.
Carolina fans, you can still be social and keep a close connection to your fellow Tar Heels simply by contacting the Carolina Club. Conveniently located next to Keenan Stadium, the club is the perfect place to enjoy exceptional dining and unique programs in a safe environment with abundant space for physical distancing. Club members enjoy a full calendar of virtual events designed to connect, entertain, and inform. And you don't have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. Jones Angel here, your host. Wanted to let you listen to a piece of an interview Adam Lucas and I did with former Tar Heel Ed Davis, now in the NBA for more than a decade. This was part of the Carolina Insider podcast, and we asked Ed just how he's been able to stay in the league for so long.
I think for most guys, you know, they don't accept their role. And I think, you know, me coming here, you know, with Coach Williams and, you know, my first day on campus, he pretty much told me, you know, you're going to need a role and, you know, you need to do this, this, and that to reach your dreams. And, you know, for me, I stuck with that. And, you know, I always remember him telling me, you know, he rebound, block shots, you know, dunk the ball. You know, you have a long career, make a lot of money. And, you know, that stuck with me and, you know, it's been true. But I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, just not guys just don't understand their role. Some of them not, you know, professional. And then, you know, it's a tough lead, tough business. You know, every year you have 30 guaranteed guys coming in and another 15, 20 second round guys that are going to get guaranteed deals. So those 50 guys that were on rosters last year, they no longer have deals. So, you know, it's a tough business.
Guys in the NBA seem to uniformly love you. Like, you, people talk so highly of Ed Davis as a teammate, as a player. Everything about Ed Davis seems to be positive, which is unusual in the NBA. What is it, if you were giving some young player advice on what it takes to have people talk about them that way, to see them as a good teammate, what would you tell them?
I mean, me personally, you know, through the good and the bad, you know, I'm going to be the same person. You know, last year, a year and a half ago in Brooklyn was probably, one of the best years of my career. And then I come back, you know, last year for the Jazz, and I had the worst year of my career. But, you know, I was the same person in the locker room, same person, you know, during the games, after the games, you know, treating my teammates the same. My attitude was the same. Even though it was tough and, you know, I was, you know, I had some tough nights and, you know, just not playing, you know, it's tough, especially at this point in my career and, you know, what I thought it was going to be when I got to Utah. So I say, like, you know, guys, you know, they respect that, you know, they respect the hard work, you know, they respect when people give them real advice. And, you know, like I said, I'm just myself every day, you know, through the good and the bad.
Has it been what you thought it would be? That might be a dumb question, but I mean, I'm somebody who is of your talent level, dreaming of playing in the NBA, and you've lived this. Is it what you thought it would be, or has it been worse, better?
It's more of a business than what I thought it was going to be.
Sure,
you know, and I seen both sides of it. You know, I remember when I was in Toronto, we were struggling my first year. And then the last, like, 20 games, they set all the vets and all the young guys play. And that's when I, like, really started to play good basketball and started to get comfortable with the NBA. And I didn't really, like, look at the vets like, this is their career. You know, this guy's better than me, but the front office is telling him not to play or the coach not to play. So
right.
It was, like, my first, like, wake-up call. And then now I'm on the other side, so, you know, I see it both sides. So I think the business side was probably the most, like, eye-opening thing for me.
So we hear a lot, and Carolina is very proud of, the Carolina basketball family. Is that, and that the example that you just gave for Wayne is a good one, but is that, have you felt that? Is that real to you, that Carolina basketball family, once you leave here?
Yeah, it's real. You know, you don't, like, you might not, like, notice it, like, while you're here because you're living it, but when you start to talk to, you know, other guys from different schools and different situations, and you see, oh, they're not really close with their head coach, or they don't really talk to their teammates, or they don't come back and, you know, play pickup in the summertime and things like that, that's when you really start to understand it. And then it's not really just, you know, the players. It really is the whole Carolina basketball family. You know, it's a bunch of assistant coaches, you know, that are with the Carolina that are in the league right now, scouts and things like that. So, you know, it's bigger than just, you know, the guys with the jersey on.
You've been on both sides of the Carolina family. You've been the young guy who needs a little encouragement and needs people to show you what to do, and now you're the veteran guy. As the veteran guy, what have you tried to do for some of the younger guys to give them that same experience that you had?
I'm a lot just lead by example. You know, I train here with Jonas every day. So, you know, I train at 10 o'clock and, you know, the guys coming in and out. So, you know, I hope that they see, you know, the work that I'm putting in, you know, at going into year 11, you know, I'm there every day, you know, grinding with Jonas. So, you know, hope they see that. And because I think, you know, a lot of, you know, guys in college and high school, when they think of, you know, training and working on your body, they think of it as sort of like a punishment instead of like, this is going to get you better. So just like little things like that. And then, you know, Armando's from Richmond. So, you know, just talking to him and, you know, worked out with him a couple times. And, you know, I'm always open for, you know, questions, advice or whatever, because I'm always around here. So
what did you tell – you worked out with Armando this summer some, right?
Yep.
What do you tell him about what it takes to be successful playing in the post for Roy Williams?
I mean, Coach loves is big, so, you know, if you can just catch the ball and, you know, shoot a jump hook, you're going to be fine here. So I told him that before he committed here. So, you know, this is a big man point guard school, you know, big man, you know, been doing well here, you know, just while you're here and then, you know, going to the NBA. So, you know, he take care of business and he'll reach his dreams also.
All right, let's go back to when you were here. Of course, a member of the 2009 national championship team unfortunately got hurt about halfway through your sophomore season with that injury. And it was Z who also got hurt that year, right? Tyler Zeller got hurt that year, too. That really hurt the Tar Heels that particular season. But take us back to your time at Carolina. When you think about your time here, what stands out to you?
I mean, by far, you know, the national championship my freshman year, you know, that probably, you know, was probably the best moment of, you know, my basketball career. You know, just having, you know, those bragging rights to say, you know, you're a national champion, you know, it means a lot, you know. And then, you know, I struggled my sophomore year. I got hurt and then, you know, I left. So it was sort of like a weird ending.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously I had to do what was, you know, best for me. And, you know, I enjoyed my time here, you know. Great university, great school, great coaching staff, man. I wish I could do my 2 years over.
What was it like walking in? I mean, that 09 team was such an established team at that point and had come very close the year before to winning and didn't win and came back with that mentality to try and win. As a younger guy who was coming in trying to fit in and help, how did you adjust to that situation and try to manage and be successful both for yourself and help the team?
I mean, I always play, you know, winning basketball. So, like I feel like me being selfish is, like, better for the team because, you know, me being selfish, I'm not taking 10 more shots. You know, it might be a couple more blocks or a couple more offensive rebounds. So I just always thought, you know, like I said, when Coach told me for me to make it to the NBA, all I got to do is rebound, block shots, and run the floor. Like, I literally just focus on that and everything else took care of itself.
More to do after this on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
We're open for business, but we're all in this. It takes each one of us, so your help would be a plus. Traveling, shopping, ordering a panini. Well, you can count on me, MC. Keep your distance, wash your hands. It takes a face covering, as we're all discovering. We're all in this together like a
UNC.org.
From star athletes to superfans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. Jones Angel, your host, and Adam Lucas joining us on the show today. Unfortunately, due to practice and travel schedule, Coach Williams unable to join us live. Hopefully, you were able to hear some of his comments from his media availability earlier in the show. And hope you enjoyed that conversation with Ed Davis as well. We're brought to you in part by Continental Tire. Innovative technology and driving confidence. For a dealer near you, go to ContinentalTire.com. And also brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. And in fact, we will have a segment throughout the show when Coach Williams is with us. It's going to be our top three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. So the top three that we receive from you throughout the week leading up to the show, we will have those be the top three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield, who remind you to practice your three W's, wear, wait, and wash, and they resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. Adam had Ed Davis on. That was part of our conversation with Ed from the Carolina Insider podcast, and really enjoyed the chance to talk to Ed Davis. Hard to believe. I mean, he's been in the league for 10 years now.
You said this, I think, in the aftermath on the podcast. There was just some good life advice in there from Ed Davis. I think he's the wily veteran now, and he came across that way and had some really smart things to say about just how to prepare to succeed at that level. And he's a tremendous asset for Armando Bacot, the fellow Richmonder, and the other Tar Heel big men to just have around the Smith Center.
Ed Davis now with the Minnesota Timberwolves, so certainly best of luck to him as he moves forward in the NBA for yet another year. And again, really enjoyed speaking with Ed Davis. Adam, let's turn the attention back to this year's team. We talked some about the front court and Garrison Brooks and Armando Bacot a little bit earlier. You flip it over to the backcourt, and there is a lot of youth there, Adam. For the first time since 2006, Carolina starting two freshmen in the season opener in the backcourt. It's the first time in total since 2007 that the Heels have had two freshmen at the two guard spots. Caleb Love, RJ Davis, they've had some nice moments. They've had some struggles at times, too. What you would expect from really talented freshmen.
They've been freshmen.
Yeah.
I think everyone who said that, oh, well, this is just like Joel Berry and Marcus Page. You're thinking of fully formed Joel Berry and Marcus Page, not young, not really sure what to do, Berry and Page. And there were those days, and there will be those days for Caleb Love and RJ Davis. But I think what you have seen for sure is RJ Davis can score at the ACC level. Jones, you tell me if this is crazy.
Okay.
Does RJ Davis have a little bit of Joseph Forte in him? I understand he's much smaller, but just in like the way he scores reminds me of him just a little bit.
From the places on the court that he tries to score, I think was a lot like Forte. Both of them kind of natural scorers. I don't know if you'd say RJ Davis is like a lights out shooter, although he has shot okay from 3-point range, 6 of 13 thus far, but he just kind of finds a way to get the ball to and then in the basket.
And it'll be interesting to see what Carolina does with that when Anthony Harris comes back. Would you rather have Harris in the starting lineup and bring that incredible offense and intensity off the bench with Davis? We'll see. That's a decision for down the road. Caleb Love is learning how to play point guard the way Roy Williams wants him to. I don't think Carolina's playing anywhere close to the tempo that Coach Williams wants to play and will eventually play. And I think Caleb Love's still sifting through what's a good shot and what's not.
Yeah, Love, 14 of 51 from the floor going into the Iowa game. That is just 27.5%. RJ Davis also, in total, I mentioned shooting okay from three, from the floor, 15 of 37, that's 40.5%. You'd like a little higher percentage from your guards, I think, Adam. And it's not just those two. I know the Tar Heels are really searching for some balance offensively. You know, they only made one three-pointer in the game against Texas. They've only made 16 in four games thus far. And, you know, they're not going to be throwing up threes like the team a couple years ago with Cam Johnson and Kobe White in that group. But they do need to find some kind of perimeter balance to be able to most effectively use that strength down low.
And I think you'd feel worse about that if there weren't any options. But I think Puff Johnson is going to improve and going to be a player who can make those shots for you. Kerwin Walton has already shown he can make those shots for you. Anthony Harris, when he comes back, you hope will be able to make some of those shots for you. So I don't know that there is the one player who you just point to and say, well, there's your three-point marksman. But I think you've got a group who, on any given night, one of them is likely to be somebody who can knock down two or three three-pointers for you.
And, Adam, you've mentioned a lot of names that are freshmen, and, I mean, that is a big storyline for this team, is how many young guys are not just on the team but are playing and playing big roles for Carolina. And when you mix in the difficult schedule to start the season because of COVID, I mean difficult both in the quality of the competition and just all the stuff that you're dealing with, when you mix in that with the youth of the team – and I think it's understandable that there's probably going to be some bumps in the road here early on for the Heels.
There's no cushion at all. Your cushion was College of Charleston, and then all right, go play UNLV, Stanford, and Texas. You got no exhibitions, you got no scrimmage at late night, you got nothing. You just played College of Charleston and then went to the Maui Invitational in Asheville, and that's difficult to do, to make that transition and make it seamlessly. Not that many players do that. We don't know what's going to happen with the game that will go in the place of the Elon game. That would have been your other possible cushion. But the games that are on the schedule right now are at Iowa and Ohio State and Cleveland. That's the next two games. Those are tough games.
And then conference play, which the first two, as you referenced earlier, on the road.
At NC State, at Georgia Tech, both of whom have looked good, at least at times, here in the early going. So, yes, it's going to be an unusual season in almost every possible way, and that's one of them, in that some of the struggles you would normally have in late November, early December, you may see them against a conference opponent at some point.
We still have a lot more to do here on the Roy Williams Show. We will talk a little more Tar Heels, plus preview the matchup with Iowa, all coming up. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Evora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Do you have chronic or persistent pain due to increased stress from big life changes? Great news! There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food.
we can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion. Like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high. Because this is our home. And that's our Food Lion.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
It's the Roy Williams Show. Thanks so much for joining us. No matter how you're listening today, maybe it's on one of our Tar Heel Sports Network radio affiliates. Maybe you have received this as a podcast. You could be streaming it as well. GoHeels.com, the Go Heels app, the TuneIn app. Lots of different ways to hear the Tar Heel Sports Network, including the Roy Williams Show. As we mentioned earlier, having to do things a little differently this year. Normally, we're at Top of the Hill, and we miss our great fans there, but we'll be recording with Coach Williams on Mondays for air later in the evening. So again, you can get in questions throughout the week or the day of the show. And again, email is asktheheels@gmail.com, or you can send a tweet to me. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. And as we referenced earlier, even a little more unique for this show, because due to practice and travel schedules, Coach Williams unable to join us live. Adam Lucas is doing a great job and nice enough to fill in for us today. Show brought to you in part by Food Lion, proud sponsor of the Score to Give More campaign. For every free throw the Heels make this season, Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank. Helps our neighbors in need this winter. Score to Give More, presented by Food Lion, the official grocer of the ACC. And Adam, free throws, one thing that I am sure Coach Williams will get asked about when he does return with us here on the show. Carolina getting to the line an absolute ton. I mean, the Tar Heels have shot 112 free throws in the first four games, but made 73. That's only 65%, and it was particularly glaring in the Texas game that the Heels had some troubles that I think hurt their chances to win that game. So I know Coach Williams will say that they practice them, don't talk about a bunch. Feels like he has good shooters, but Tar Heels do need to make sure they knock them down at a better rate than 65%.
And I think they're a better than 65% free throw shooting team. In a normal season, I think you would say, well, you just never know what's going to happen when you're shooting them in front of a sold out crowd, and maybe there were some nerves. It was an empty gym in Asheville, so I don't think it was that. But I do think the amount of attempts bodes well, because I think eventually the conversion percentage will come back more to normal. And the fact that Carolina is getting to the line says that the Tar Heels are doing a pretty good job getting the ball inside. And when they do get the ball inside, those big guys are drawing fouls. I think Carolina also has some perimeter players who are going to get to the line quite a bit. I think RJ Davis is going to spend some time there just because of his size and the fact of he's willing to go in there and take some contact. Caleb Love's going to shoot some free throws. And I think both Love and Davis are going to be more consistent than they have been to this point at the free throw line down the road.
So even with not making the number, I'm guessing, that the Tar Heels would like to have made at this point, they've still made 10 more than the opponent has even attempted. Carolina has attempted more than twice, or close to more than twice, the number of free throws than their opponents thus far.
Against good teams.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Texas and Stanford and UNLV in that mix.
Sometimes that stat is a little dubious in early December, but I think at this point you can say, okay, that's a pretty reliable indicator that Carolina's doing a good job getting the ball closer to the basket.
Adam, I would think Coach Williams would say the biggest problem thus far has been turnovers. 23 turnovers for Carolina thus far through four games. You know, Caleb Love has 10 assists and 13 turnovers. RJ Davis, 6 assists, 8 turnovers. So the two guys who have the ball in their hands, both have negative assist to turnover ratios right now.
And I think some of them of the careless variety, you're going to have some of aggression when you have freshmen and they're not used to the speed at which the defense is coming at them. You're going to have those. I think you need to eliminate the ones where Carolina just dribbles it out of bounds or just has the ball straight taken away from them, which we saw a couple times in Asheville. So I think that's clearly an area that needs to improve, because I think we've talked about this before. That's giving the other team a lot of times some easy offense. And I think Carolina's been good enough on defense that if you're not giving them these layups, I think you feel pretty good about Carolina defensively.
Show brought to you in part by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. And Adam, you mentioned easy points there. Points really haven't come easy at all so far in the games that Carolina's played. It's a little shocking to see, you know, Carolina averaging about 73 points, their opponents averaging about 61. That's pretty low, especially when you're talking about the Tar Heels.
I wonder if we're going to see that college basketball wide, at least for the first couple of months.
That's a good point.
Offense isn't going to be maybe quite where we thought it might be. I think on the football side, we've seen that sometimes defense is not quite where we thought it might be. I'm wondering if on the basketball side, it may be the offense, and maybe that'll come back to normal more January, February-ish as teams get more comfortable with each other and with what their coach is trying to get them to do.
One thing that is very Tar Heel about the stat sheet is the number of guys averaging double figures. Carolina with four different players averaging double figures. Leading scorers, Garrison Brooks and R.J. Davis at just 12.3. Then you've got Love with 11. Armando Bacot at almost 11 points per game as well. So some good evened out scoring there from the Tar Heels. They can get you from different positions. Adam, before we take another break, just when I was doing that, looking down the score sheet, I noticed Leaky Black's name on there. And I know Leaky is not shooting as well as he would like to. He's just 9 of 29 from the floor right now. But, man, I have been impressed with his defense. He's really hitting the glass hard. He's averaging better than 7 rebounds a game here early in the year. And, again, I know he's not shooting the way that he wants at this point, but, man, it feels like he's doing a lot of good things out there.
Roy Williams has been extremely complimentary of his defense, and I think you've seen glimmers of his offense that could really be something Carolina could use, because Leaky Black is capable with his size and athleticism of taking most players who would be defending him towards the basket. And he did that a few times in Asheville. And I think after he shot it 9 times against UNLV, which is probably too many unless they're all layups. The shot attempts came down, but the conversion percentage went up for the next couple of days. And I think that's the kind of player he can be. Really good defense, and he can get you 8 to 10 points driving his defender to the basket and going to the glass hard, as you said.
So Carolina 3-1 in total through 4 games thus far, and a really difficult matchup. In fact, Coach Williams, in that press conference that you heard some of a little bit earlier in the show, said this was one of the bigger challenges on the road that he feels like his team has had in some time against a veteran, good Iowa team. We will preview the matchup with the Hawkeyes when we come back to wrap things up here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of 4 with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JannieKingRDU.com.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Carolina and Iowa coming 7:30 Eastern Time. We'll be on the air radio-wise at 6:30 for the Tar Heels and the Hawkeyes. And Iowa, a team that has given Carolina trouble historically. They have won three of the previous four matchups between these two teams, including most recently a game in the Smith Center during the 2015 season, also as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. We'll talk about the Hawkeyes after I ask you if you're looking for some holiday gift ideas. And if you are, Dewey's Bakery in Winston-Salem has lots of delicious baked goods and have been a North Carolina holiday tradition since 1930. You can visit Dewey's.com to order gift boxes full of Moravian cookie tins, cookie thins, Moravian sugar cake, cheese straws, other classic Southern treats as well. It's the perfect way to send warm holiday wishes to the ones you love. And don't forget to order some goodies for your family, too. Dewey's.com. That's DEWEYS.com. And Adam, I know you, sir, are a proud believer in Dewey's.
Moravian sugar cake, I'm in. That is a Lucas family tradition for as long as I can remember, and it is delicious.
So, again, Dewey's.com, DEWEYS.com. Adam, it is Iowa at 7:30, Carolina in Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes. And hard not to start with Luka Garza, Adam. He's averaging 34 points and 10 rebounds a game, shooting 76% from the floor, 5 of 8 from 3, and better than 80% at the free throw line. Certainly one of the best players in the nation.
Yeah, one of the best players Carolina will face this year. And maybe the best big man in the country. He can do a little bit of everything. That's where your game plan starts. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Carolina defends him. Do you want to put Garrison Brooks on him? Because Garrison Brooks has proven he can defend pretty much anywhere on the court. Or would you rather put – Carolina's got the luxury this year. They've got players that have more size than Garrison Brooks. Would you rather use somebody else on Garza? That'll be an interesting choice to watch early on.
Now, Iowa has not played the toughest schedule. You know, their three opponents have been North Carolina Central, Southern, and Western Illinois. Adam, understanding that, Iowa's averaging almost 100 points per game, 99.7 points per game.
Haven't played the toughest schedule.
Right.
They're the counterweight to Carolina's relatively tough early schedule. Iowa's schedule has not been tough, but they have good players around Garza, and that may be what the game comes down to. Garza's going to get his. Will the Hawkeyes score from the perimeter? Patrick McCaffrey's been good. Joe Weiskamp's been good. Jack Nungy, he's a good little player.
Tough little nut.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But Iowa does have some other players, but it all revolves around Garza. I think it'll be interesting to see what kind of environment we see. I think normally when Carolina goes to a Big Ten on the school on the road in this event, you know what to expect. Nobody really knows what to expect here at Carver Hawkeye Arena, which is usually a tough place to play.
There will be some fans in the arena, and it will be really the first time that Carolina's had that all year. I mean, obviously, there's been personnel in the arena in the Maui Invitational, but no fans. So, interesting to see if that plays a role at all.
Yes, and will it? It's hard to simulate. The building holds a little more than 15,000. There won't be anywhere close to that. So, do the people who are in there create a normal college basketball environment, or does it feel empty? Which I think can maybe help the road team. But again, with this sort of young Carolina team, we have no idea how they're going to respond to this.
So again, it is 7:30 Tuesday night, Carolina and Iowa as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Radio-wise, we will be on the air at 6:30. Adam, thanks so much for giving us some time today on the show, filling in a last-minute call-up from the bullpen. So thank you so much for your time.
Big game at Iowa tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. That's Adam Lucas. Hope you've enjoyed hearing from Adam, from Ed Davis, from Coach Williams as we've moved through the hour. And we'll be back next week. Hope to have Coach with us in person for that one. It's been the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.